Here is our 30 nanometer fiber candidate, which I've now tilted forward so I can demonstrate the path of the DNA through it. Since I'm going to render the DNA as being perfectly vertically aligned with the y-axis, the protein should really be in the xz plane. But then you'd be looking at the protein edge on, and you wouldn't be able to see very much of it. Wherefore, I've added the tilt. I should perhaps re-emphasize that this is a narrow slice, that is, a cross-section, through a structure that proceeds up and down the y-axis, the direction of which runs from the floor to the ceiling of the room you're sitting in. The DNA runs along the y-axis for very considerable distances. This I've attempted to indicate by the heavy reddish-brown arrow on the left. The green line, now threading its way through the octamer cross-section, is not a structure, but merely a path. It's the path of the DNA duplex, which forms the left-hand side of the X-shaped tetraplex in the lower right-hand corner. When the DNA reaches the top of this loop, it curves around, then returns from whence it came, completing, in the process of returning, the tetraplex structure. In case it's not absolutely clear, this is merely a side view of the structure we previously viewed from the top.